It didn't sink in at first. I continued to stare at him blankly as the words, one by one, clicked into place in my head like a ghastly puzzle. I was barely conscious of the sound of my heart accelerating. Though as my breathing became hyperventilation, I was aware of the sharp aching in my protesting ribs. He didn't say anything. He watched my face warily as the pain that had nothing to do with broken bones, pain that was infinitely worse, threatened to crush me. And then another nurse walked purposefully into the room. Edward sat still as stone as she took in my expression with a practiced eye before turning to the monitors. "Time for more pain meds, sweetheart?" she asked kindly, tapping the IV feed. "No, no," I mumbled, trying to keep the agony out of my voice. "I don't need anything." I couldn't afford to close my eyes now. "No need to be brave, honey. It's better if you don't get too stressed out. You need to rest." She waited, but I just shook my head. "Okay," she sighed. "Hit the call button when you're ready." She gave Edward a stern look and threw one more anxious glance at the machinery before leaving. His cool hands were on my face. I stared at him with wild eyes. "Shh, Bella, calm down." "Don't leave me," I begged in a broken voice. "I won't," he promised. "Now relax before I call the nurse back to sedate you." But my heart couldn't slow. "Bella," he stroked my face anxiously, "I'm not going anywhere. I'll be right here as long as you need me."